Well, the Great Lakes State celebrates our beautiful outdoors and outdoor activities year-round. WKAR's Peter Wharf checked in late last week at Meridian Township's Harris Nature Center to find out about some of the midwinter events coming up in area parks and trails. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Mark. As you know, we make regular trips out to the Harris Nature Center on Van Atta Road, out there in Meridian Township. And we've taken a look at native plant species over the spring and summer this past year. We started off with an owl prowl. Do you remember that?
I remember it well. I loved it.
Going out and looking for snowy owls and great horned and all those sorts of birds. Last week, I met with senior park naturalist Kit Rich again about winter outdoor activities, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We started our talk just outside the Harris Nature Center. You got your snowshoes on, and we're heading over towards some deep snow so we can really kind of get an idea of what snowshoes are all about.
Right, yeah. So let me get out here and I'll...
This is on. We had just a little stumble there, but this is radio, so that's okay.
This is why I love radio. People don't have to see me in my.
Okay, so you're stepping up onto the deep snow.
Yeah, so now you can see that when I'm walking in the deep snow, I'm still going in a little bit, but I'm not sinking near as far as you're going up to your knees.
I'm up to my knees.
And I'm only up to my calves.
Yeah,
no,
so like sort of lower calf.
Shoes, it spreads the weight,
yeah.
And then it allows you to stay more up on top of the snow. If you were going a long distance, then you wouldn't get as tired because you wouldn't be fighting the deep snow near as much. So this snowfall that we've had is just perfect for snowshoeing. And what we're always telling people, oh, the snow's not really deep enough for snowshoes. We don't have to say that anymore.
These are ideal conditions. You've got about a foot to 18 inches of powder. And like you said, you're only going down about maybe 6 inches or so, where I am, nearly a foot and a half deep in this powder.
Yeah, so it's great. And then, of course, the other choice would be cross-country skiing. And one of my friends who lives out in the country has been cross-country skiing down her mile-long driveway to get to the road where someone's picked her up to go to work. So, you could do that in this weather. Just ski to where you're going.
Talk about some of the availability of equipment here. It looks like you're pretty set up in your equipment area for dozens of snowshoers and cross-country skis. You make them available to people who don't have them.
Right. The idea is that we want people to have the opportunity to try these activities. And then if you really love it, of course, you can go out and purchase your own equipment. But we have skis in all sizes, even for young children. And we have snowshoes probably for kids as young as about 4. And, if you do have kids, you might want them to get to play around with some skis or snowshoes, but they're always growing. Maybe that's not an investment that you want to make for a child that's going to outgrow something like ski equipment. So you can come out and rent what we have here.
So this is really, Kit, a good opportunity for people to try it for the first time to see how it goes and if they like it.
Yep, and you can come out, anytime that the building is open, or we also have special events. So our Winter Wonderland, which is January 25th, there's no fees involved. Come out and give it a try. We'll have all kinds of people here that will give you some suggestions, show you how to put the equipment on, get you started out on the trail, and you can really try that. You can see other fun winter activities. Also, we'll have ice sculpting and dog sled demonstrations, a big campfire going, all that fun stuff.
I'm with Kit Rich at the Harris Nature Center in Meridian Township. We're talking about snowshoeing and cross-country skiing here at the Harris Nature Center. You have such a wonderful facility here for the winter with the trails, with the beautiful snow this week and coming up this weekend and weekends coming up. Talk about a little bit about the trails here and what's available for people to trek and ski on.
Okay, well, the Nature Center is located within Meridian Riverfront Park, which is over 200 acres, and there's like 7 or 8 miles worth of trails. So while you might not walk that far, you could cross-country ski that far. And so you could start at Meridian Road and go all the way almost to Dobie Road. So for people that live in Meridian Township, they'll know what that expanse is. And, you know, it's not just a straight line. So you can pick out a loop or whatever. You don't have to go 7 miles. You could go 1 mile. You could go 3 miles. Whatever is your preference and what your ability is.
We're talking about cross-country skiing, about hiking, about snowshoeing. What's happening with the Howl at the Moon event?
Well, the Howl at the Moon continues to be a walking event. So that's once a month, the Friday closest to the full moon. But what we do in January and February is we have something called Moonlight Ski and Shoe. And so on that night, we'll have all of our skis and snowshoes available to rent. And you can go out and you know, give it a try under the stars and the moon, and that's a lot of fun. We do that from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be January 18th, February 1st, and February 22nd. If you can, of course, bring your own equipment, but if you need to borrow equipment, then we recommend giving us a call and reserving it. We'll have it all already picked out and ready to go for you so that you can give that a try.
Michigan is a wonderful state for being outdoors every season, and if you live here in Michigan, you'd better like outdoor events.
You better love the winter. I'll say that.
Kit Rich at the Harris Nature Center. Kit, thanks again.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.